the idea is to have education, jazz education for teenagers. We've tried to contact the high schools, and for adults who don't know what jazz is or would like to know more about what they don't know or more about what they do know.
And it's a summertime event.
Yes, June 28th, 2015. We have a whole day of free panels or seminars, whatever you want to call them, that'll last an hour and a quarter each, two at a time, at the Derry Center for the Arts. It will start at 11 and end about 5-ish, and that'll be free all day long.
Before we get to the concert, let's talk about the seminars and some of the things you want to tell people about in jazz.
Well, yes. We have 7 panels that have committed. So far, we have Brazilian Bossa Nova with Dexter Payne and his 5. And we have bebop. We have brass improv with Bob Montgomery and Alan Herman and Josh Quinlan.
With those sorts of musicians in the room, I'm guessing they're going to demonstrate.
Well, yes, that's the idea. The idea is educate. How is this done? How do you play 8 measures or 32 measures, take a solo, then blend in, then come back, and then feed off of each other? I have an idea how this is done, but I have wanted to know for sure since about 10 years ago when I went to the Boulder Jazz Jams at the Broker Inn and Brad Good was leading them, and I try to get people to come and listen.
That sounds ambitious. There are other educational opportunities at Jump for Jazz in June in Boulder. What are they?
They are, as I said before, Brazilian and bebop, brass improv, rhythm improv, vocal improv. That'll be 4 women singing with Jeff Jenkins accompanying them. Gypsy swing with a group called Espresso, and early 20th swing with Ron LaGault and his band.
That sounds like a lot of fun. I mean, there are seminars, and you grab your notebook and you take a lot of notes, but this sounds like it really swings.
It does. I got the idea from Conference on World Affairs that happens every April at CU in Boulder, and each panel is a moderator, and each person tells their viewpoint of the subject, and then people ask questions.
You go to a concert or a club, and you see musicians do amazing things, but unless you're willing to hang around or be like a groupie at the stage door, you don't have a chance to ask them, and here is an opportunity to say, what's actually going on there, and ask them some more detailed questions about their music.
Absolutely, that's the whole point of it. And as I said, we're trying to get it more of an educational thing for students, especially high school students.
In terms of getting grants, you're also working a Kickstarter campaign. How's that looking? What's that about?
We have some really great incentives, like Bob Montgomery and Alan Herman and Laurie Dameron and Bonnie Loudermilk have offered different things. I mean, this is not a cheap event to put on. It costs at least $6,600 to put the whole event on, and that includes paying the musicians.
We're speaking with Miriam Paisner, who is known as the jazz gossip of Boulder. What's your motivation in producing Jump for Jazz, you and your committee members?
Education, to get the idea that music education is something that the public and in general, and youth in particular, need to know about the many varieties of jazz and how they are created, how they're performed, how they're felt, how they're produced.
Miriam Paisner, Boulder's Jazz Gossip. Thanks very much.
Thank you very much for having me, Steve.